Please kindly explain the four pairs and the eight kinds of noble beings. Who are they? Where are they? How they became? When they became? When they become? The four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings are referring to the four stages of enlightenment. So beings who are on the path to stream entry, who have realized stream entry, who are on the path to once returning, and who've realized once returning, the path to non-returning, and the realization of non-returning, and the path of arhantship, full enlightenment, and the realization of that. So that it's those four pairs, and it says those who, the four who are on the path, and the four who have realized that attainment, or that have come to that realization. And of course, when we do, it's in the chant, on the traditional chant, and that was one of the ones that really comes from the time of the Buddha. It's a refrain that goes through the suttas when the Buddha refers to the Sangha. In this context, because in many contexts, Sangha refers to monastic Sangha, sometimes it refers to sort of community, but in this context, this is referring to, say, those who have are either on the path or who have realized the fruits of liberation. And being on the path doesn't just mean sort of practicing in some vague way, but that one has really cognized and understood what the practice is to bring about the fruit of that particular realization. So that when the Buddha refers to, say, suppatipanno, one who practices well, sort of one who's practicing in the right way, one who's practicing in the proper way, uccupatipanno, one who's practicing directly. There's the realization, here I am in the human condition, I have this opportunity to realize liberation, and one goes for it. This direct uchu means that one practicing directly. And then the nyayapatipanno is practicing, is translated as practicing insightfully in the... but nyaya is like practicing for true knowledge, or practicing depending on true knowledge. And so practicing for the realization of the Four Noble Truths. And then samijipatipanno is practicing with integrity, or practicing appropriately, practicing in a proper way that is going to lead to the fruits that one is dedicating one's efforts towards. So that reference to Sangha can be either monastic or layperson, because you know, there's lots of monastics who don't have any realizations, and there's lots of lay people who do have realizations. And it's so that reference of Sangha, when we chant it, is to the noble Sangha, those who have realized the fruit to some degree of the practice and are stable and steady within that.